Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And welcome again to the Steve Jones Show. Shocking day in sports today. Jameis Winston is going to the NFL. Raise your hand if you thought that wasn't happening.
It was interesting listening to some of the pundits talk about Winston going to the NFL. They were talking about comparing him to Marcus Mariota, and they said, you know, it's how he reads defenses. Really?
What's he reading?
Reading what?
Exactly.
The interception. It was turnover fest 2014. Reading what? Well, it's the way he reads defenses. No, he had a good but not great sophomore season. He brings with him more question marks after a sophomore season compared to his freshman season. Many more question marks to me.
I don't know that I would take a first round flyer on him. I mean, I think that's what it is. If the Titans do select him, it's a flyer to me. I don't think it's a comfortable pick.
I think Tampa Bay takes him first.
I mean, really?
Yes, I do.
Interesting. I would, in a minute, take Mariota, but...
Here's Mariota's issue. Mariota does have an issue in this area. And that is, he is slight of frame.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And you worry about, in this league, the durability of somebody like that. He's operated almost exclusively out of the shotgun, which, by the way, that was Alex Smith's biggest knock. You know, Alex Smith operated exclusively out of the shotgun.
Well, that's what I was just about ready to ask you, was the fact of the type of offense he runs, is that one of the issues with him being drafted?
Well, I mean, it's what Chip runs. You know, I mean, it's a variation.
Well, but Chip isn't drafting first, though. That's what I'm thinking.
But my point is, they've now seen it in practical application in the league. Now, Chip does not run the exact offense that you see that was run at Oregon. He can't.
Right.
Can't do that. You have to adapt to the personnel that you have. So what you run with Nick Foles is going to be different than what you ran at Oregon. It's the way it is. But I think Winston has the size, the strength, and the arm that they're going to really like. He has judgment that is, I say, no better than okay right now. Maybe, a little bit better than okay.
Are you talking on-field or off-field judgment?
Well, I'm talking on-field at the moment.
Because okay.
I'm talking
all
about
right.
On the field, the interceptions he's thrown and so forth. Because he threw too many interceptions. And again, this goes back to adjustments. Last year, he was a fresh entity on the scene that no one had a scouting report on. So he comes out of the gate. I think it was Pitt was his first game, correct? And he comes out and throws forward four touchdown passes. Looks fabulous. And week by week, you garner a little bit of a book and a little bit more of a book and so forth. Well, now you get to the offseason. What do you think defensive coordinators do in the offseason? Play golf? No. They sit down and they dissect everything that everybody does, trying to figure out how to handle it. You don't think every defensive coordinator in the country that knew they were going to have him this year didn't sit down and dissect everything and say, you know what? He does this. When he's in trouble, he likes to do that. And he doesn't do this well. And they made him uncomfortable. And he threw more interceptions this year. And they made him throw off his back foot more often than he wanted to. Over and over again. And so, while I think he'll be a good pro, and I think he'll be the first overall pick in the draft, because it turns out that the top two teams on the draft board need quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
And this is not a case where, say, let me give you an example. Say Oakland had the first pick. Oakland is not going to pick a quarterback. I like their quarterback. I think Oakland picked well last year. I think Derek Carr is going to be a very good NFL quarterback. Two or three times I watched him play this year, I liked him. I liked how he handled things. I like his arm. I think there's a lot to like with Derek Carr. So if they had the first overall pick, they'd be going someplace else, outside linebacker, defensive end, something. Offensive lineman, something. But they would not be going for a quarterback. They don't need a quarterback. Tampa Bay and Tennessee need quarterbacks. And need them badly.
I wonder, though, after what we saw last year with a quarterback who seems to have a lot of talent but makes poor off-the-field decisions and how far he dropped, is the quarterback position deep enough in this draft to have Winston drop like Johnny Manziel did?
Yeah, but you don't fall into the trap of Johnny Manziel. Don't fall into the trap. Everybody needs to be evaluated on their own merit at that moment.
No, I'm saying using Johnny him as Manziel, an example of what happened to him.
Yeah, but he's not 6'5".
Okay, all right. You mean physically there's a difference. We're not talking about his off-field issues.
A complete difference.
Okay.
This is 6'5", prototype, pocket, big arm, whole thing. Johnny Manziel does not have a big arm. Johnny Manziel relies a lot on movement and on broken plays. Jameis Winston, to his credit, does not exist on broken plays. Really? What kind of broken plays does Jameis Winston bail a team out of? No, he actually gets out there and runs an offense. And he's 6'5", and he has a great arm. Johnny Manziel, they're going on and on at the combine about, okay, well, his hands are bigger. Okay, that's great. Now, hand size is important in the NFL, especially for a quarterback because of fumbles. But they're talking about that because his stature is a shade over 6 feet. Johnny Manziel does not have the experience or the pocket instinct of a 5'11 Russell Wilson. Wilson has a great arm and also had 52 starts in his career. That's why he was so ready to make the move into the NFL despite a 5'11 stature. Great arm, football instincts, ran a pro-style offense for 4 years, three at NC State and one at Wisconsin. And so it pays off for him. Winston's what, 6'4", 6'5"? He's a big man. Has a huge arm. Doesn't have the mobility of Johnny Football, but also didn't exist on broken plays either. He existed on progressions at Florida State. Mariota relies a lot on, has a very good arm, is very accurate when he throws. That's why he went 300-plus throws between interceptions. So his judgment on the field is very, very good. His speed is exceptional. I'm really anxious to see what kind of number Mariota turns in the 40 at the combine. But the part with Mariota that you do have a question about is that, you know, I have no questions about his personality. You know, Oregon went to him in the summertime and they said, I'd like to talk to you about the Heisman campaign. And he looked at them and he said, no. I said, what do you mean, no? He said, there'll be no campaign. He said, I just want us to win. I don't care about it. He said, no individual stuff. And you listen to him talk in interviews and so forth. When does he ever talk about himself?
No, he's a really, really intelligent young man. There's no question about that.
Intelligent, well brought up, carries himself with great dignity, and is an outstanding athlete. I mean, I think he can bring a lot to the NFL. That's why I think it's going to be an interesting choice between the two. The one area that is going to be a concern about him is that he is, for a quarterback, slight of build. Can he take a pounding, especially with a team in Tennessee where being sacked is going to happen?
The other thing that ran through my mind is in watching Oregon, especially in the bowl game, their offense is structured around maybe first or even second read, and that's about it, because it is so fast-paced. The question is, how well does he handle progression?
That's something they're gonna have to sit down and discuss with him.
I think that's a big,
or at least look at the tape, whatever. But
yeah.
Look, you're talking about two programs in Tampa Bay and Tennessee. Kevin, they need quarterbacks. I'd be shocked if these are not the first two guys taken, and that will forever be linked together the way RG3 and Luck are linked together, the way Ryan Leaf and Peyton Manning were linked together. I mean, there's going to be a linkage.
Do you think there's
I think there's going to be the first two guys taken in the draft will be these two guys.
Do you think there's any thought in Tampa's mind or even Tennessee's mind to make a deal? And here's why I say that. I know what a lot of Eagles fans are thinking, because I've heard a lot of them the last couple of weeks say, I really hope Chip Kelly doesn't trade the farm away and go for Mariota.
Kevin, you need a quarterback in this game. All right? So Tampa Bay and Tennessee desperately need quarterbacks. Why are you trading? Because you think that Mike Glennon or Josh McCown is the answer to all of your problems?
I'm not disagreeing with you. And my comment was, I can't imagine the Eagles giving away everything.
Yeah, but you have to have people that want to make a trade. I need a quarterback. The Eagles can offer me 7 picks. I'm saying, do I end up with a quarterback out of this? Who's the third choice on the board?
Brett
there
Hundley.
There isn't a third choice on the board. And I'm not even, you know, and I think he's 3 years away. Hey, seriously. Man, you got to end up with a quarterback out of this.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors, Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, welcome. Great to have you with us. Oh, jeez.
Happy birthday, my friend.
Yes, thank you.
You didn't think I was going to miss it, did you?
No. I've had calls today.
Rumor is you got a call from a prominent college football coach.
Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have, and where are you calling from in this whiteout?
This is James from State College.
Oh, no.
That's the best.
Oh, and how is...
What do you mean, oh, no? Is this how you greet everybody that calls? James from State College, you say, oh, no?
Well, because I know that I am now talking to, in my opinion, college football's best coach.
Well, I appreciate that, but I was just calling to talk to college football's best radio man and personality and wish him a happy birthday.
You are unbelievable. Thank you, my friend, very, very much. This means a lot that you did that.
Well, usually I give shout-outs on Twitter. I don't think you're a big Twitter guy. So spending some time with my daughters, reintroducing myself to them after the season with this dead period that we're under right now, and wanted to take some time to call another member of our family, and that's you. So I wanted to wish you happy birthday, brother. Appreciate everything you do, how you do it, and great things in our future.
I just want to let you know it is a privilege working with you. Every time I've said working for you, you've always corrected me, so I think I finally corrected myself, working with you.
No doubt about.
All right.
No doubt about. Hey, you guys have a great day. I just want to take 5 minutes and wish you a happy birthday. Tell the Nittany Nation I said hello, and great things are in our future. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you very much. Enjoy your daughters very, very much. Thanks, Coach.
James Franklin.
Did he blow up any balloons for you? That's what I wanted to know.
No.
Maybe that's what. Maybe when the day's over, that's what's coming.
Hello.
Hello, Steve Jones.
Yes, sir.
Steve Jones, Jack Ham, wishing you a happy birthday, big guy.
Oh, jeez. Unbelievable. This is all right. This is where the revenge comes in.
Anyway, I think I lost you there for a little bit, but anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir, very much, my good friend. I know for you it's a real celebration because you feel it's just 1 year closer to my death.
No, I hope you have a great day in Chile State College here today and a wonderful evening. So I'm sending you all good wishes. Didn't realize you were a Capricorn.
Yes, I am, as are you, as a matter of fact.
That is correct.
As are you, and I hope at some point you show that picture of the sweater that Joanne so artfully picked out.
I have already done that, and she thought you looked very distinguished, kind of right out of the GQ magazine kind of thing.
Yeah, I think, there's some section of GQ.
All right, partner.
All right, partner. Hey, great hearing from you. You're the best.
All right, take care. I'll see you.
My day in a nutshell.
All we're missing is Girardi.
Girardi's actually taping a TV show. He's already called me 3 times.
Yeah, okay, that's more like it. There we go.
Okay, are you happy now that James Franklin and Jack Ham called the show?
Yeah, this is the first time Jack Ham's called the show that I've actually been working at the same time. It was a great moment.
Yeah, it's because it's called a restraining order.
You're funny.
Just trying to conform to what the court says.
Oh, please. Wasn't that bad.
That's not really what the court said. But my thanks to James Franklin for calling in. Best part was, I normally send this out on Twitter. I sent your number.
Yeah, that's that's, he knows you well. That's a wasted tweet there if you thought you were going to see it. Brian from Elysburg on the line with us, Steve.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Steve. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's right. I left you one on Facebook because I know you're not a Twitter guy.
I'm the twit on this show, okay? Let's be honest.
Yeah, I know, buddy. And I see a lot of people left you a happy birthday. And it was great to hear Coach Franklin there, and one of the best linebackers ever played at Penn State in the NFL, Jack Ham. So that was great. Well, that's all I'm calling for, and we'll talk to you again. Have a great day now.
Brian, thank you. God bless. Meant a lot that you called, too. Thank you, Brian, very much. So, yeah. That's what I said, you know. It's just another year toward demise. No. I don't think too much about birthdays, and not to me, it's been Wednesday. But everybody else does, so I don't sit there and look at people and tell them, no, don't do that. But oh well.
I had intended on sending a cake out your way, but the problem was it froze on the way out there. So I guess it should have been like a Baskin Robbins type.
That's okay, because once again, like all the other years, Homeland Security will intercept it. And the Kevin Herr Show rolls on. Hi, I'm Dan Patrick. Don't forget the new Kevin Herr Show. You kind of like the sound of that, don't you?
It had a ring that did feel good. And I don't think I've ever had Dan Patrick say my name. Harry Callis said my name once. That was a cool moment.
Great. Great. Maybe one of these days we can get Dan to cut a promo where he mentions your name.
Oh, we could do that. That's not a problem.
That way it would be a big moment for you. Kevin Herr and the other guy.
Who? Who am I reading here? Just read what's written. You'll be fine.
So, well, he's I appreciate James Franklin and Brian and Jack Ham calling in for the birthday wishes. Very nice. And James Franklin revealing to the world that it's just his gut feeling I'm not much of a Twitter guy.
I don't know what makes him think that.
What gets me about that is that, number one, it's true. Number two, that's how he sends out his birthday wishes in the Penn State football family all the time on Twitter. And so, and I think he sensed that there was just no way on the planet that if he did it that way, I would have gotten it. Oh, really? Oh, that's good. So, yes, it is the birthday day. We can now talk about other things, correct?
Oh, we could.
Oh. I mean, Buhner sent me a message wishing me happy birthday.
No, Allie, I was waiting.
Allie Stevens, the forever beautiful Allie Stevens, sent very nice birthday message. Very nice.
I was going to, like I said, I decided I was going to wait until after 3.
And then Buhner sent a great message. Dick Girardi worked a BTN last night.
I was going to ask you if he ended up working the game last night with you or not.
Yeah, he did. No. Well, he did the last two segments of the postgame show. They were sitting on the floor at shoot-around yesterday. And I was getting ready to do the pregame show with Patrick Chambers. I look over, and there's a mass panic. People on cell phones. And I had been talking to Kevin Kugler. And Kevin is one of the great announcers, great guys. In fact, I think he has Seattle, Carolina on Westwood. And he'll get one of the two championship games. Kevin Harlan will get the other one on CBS Westwood. And Stephen Barta was scheduled to do the game with him last night. I'm sitting there, and they said, look, okay, and they're brainstorming names. And somebody said, what about Bob Wenzel? And I guess Bob Wenzel's down in Florida or something like that. And I looked over. I said, look, take Dick Girardi. I said, he'll be great for you. He'll be a natural. I said, you're going to love him. So this guy knows more about basketball than some of the other people you put out there. Well, I said, not sure. They said, well, that means you'll have to do the game alone. And I said, well, I said, if I have to do the game alone, I have to do a game alone. But I said, this would be great if Dick was working the game on TV. And Kevin started kidding around. He says, hey, Steve, he said, I'll give you Vince Scully's number. That way, you know, he'll tell you how to do the game by yourself. And so I called Dick up after I was done with the Patrick Chambers interview. And I said, just be aware that they don't know what to do. Stephen Barta was in the Philadelphia airport, I guess. And the 11 o'clock flight from Philadelphia to State College, stunningly, was canceled. And instead of renting a car, he decided to hang for the 2 o'clock flight, which, stunningly, from State College to Philadelphia, was canceled. It's the first time it's ever happened. And because of that, he couldn't make it there. So that's why the situation arose. That's why they were in trouble. So I worked the game alone last night, although he did come on for the final two segments of the post game. And when he came back on, I looked over and said, I knew you'd come crawling back. All right, we'll take a break from Birthday Fest 2015 here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's an interesting version of that song.
Yes, it is, very much so. You were explaining to me in the break that your birthday, of course, being in the summer, and that you missed out on so much.
I said I used to get upset when I was in school, when I was a kid, because, you know, they had all these birthdays, and they got, you know, cupcakes, and there was cake. All their friends were around. You know, mine was in the middle of the summer, and nobody was around. That's what happens when you grow up in the country.
Yeah, okay. That's sad.
Eh.
That's very, very sad.
Listen, but I got over it really well over the years as I got older and realized that my birthday was actually in the summer, and it was actually warm.
There you go. That's great. Ah, boy. Good. Still sad. Very, very sad. I don't know if you're going for the sympathy point.
No, it was just this. I wasn't going for anything. It was just something that it popped into my head, so I shared it.
Okay. 800-795-9565. You'd like to jump in.
Sorry to bring your birthday down.
It's just a habit you've had. Oh, well. 800-795-9565. It's just one of those very sad for Kevin moments. And we all had to.
No, I just, your perception changes.
Yeah. 800-795-9565.
I do give love you credit, though. You are working on your birthday. If it were me, I'd be off.
We know.
Exactly.
Believe me, we know. You treat it as if it is a national holiday of some sort. We know. 800-795-9565. I thank everybody who's taking the time out today. But we have other things to talk about as well.
Well, and I do have Roger on the line from Seelens Grove for you.
Hello, Roger. How are you?
I'm good, Steve. How about you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Well, actually, you know, I was hesitant to call today because I thought, as a Redskins fan, we really had no place calling at this time of year. But then I heard Kevin talking about summertime and his birthday, and I thought, now is as good a time as any to call.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, glad I could help.
Having said that, my question for you is, the Redskins are about ready to sign a new general manager, which for that organization is a big step forward. And they're probably going to hire a guy, I think his name is Scott McLaughlin.
Yes.
He's credited for having built the Seahawks and the 49ers, and he's been mentored by Ron Wolf and had a lot to do with Packers Super Bowl teams from the 90s. And my question to you is, the reason he's available is because he's had dependency problems in his career. And when you get a guy like that who's high risk and high reward, how do you, if you're the Redskins, you make that kind of investment in your future, not only monetarily, but entrusting that kind of position to someone that has that risk involved. How do you manage that?
Well, let's go backwards. I'll start backwards. In reality, when Dan Snyder is your owner, how much freedom does he have to do what you need to do?
I'm going to say the Redskins' on-field performance, probably quite a bit of freedom now.
Well, if that's the case, then look, the guy is brilliant at what he does. And the Raiders tried very hard to get him. And instead he chose the Redskins. How do you manage that is an excellent question. It's also important who you put in. It's also important who you put in as his second lieutenant and who the third person is. Because they're the ones that watch over his decisions, help him with his decisions, but also let you know if something has gone wrong and they sense something is wrong. So it's going to be the people that are around him are going to give you the read properly as to whether he's on track. And you can also tell by his personnel decisions. He's not going to hit on every one of them. So you just can't sit there and scrutinize, well, why did he sign that person? Why did he sign that person? If you go through a series of them and you have some real questions, then you start to question exactly where he is in his life, because you also have a pattern based on what he did in other locations that tell you the direction he normally goes in. If he strays from that at all and there's not a great explanation for it, then you have to have questions. If he doesn't stray from it, then you shouldn't have any questions.
You know, because they do hire players, former players sometimes, you know, in some sort of quality control capacity to monitor current players, you know, to help young guys learn the ropes and then just to keep them out of trouble in general. You know, has that ever been done, you know, on the management level?
It has been done on the management level. And you've had some people on the management level that have struggled when it's come to dependency and then have hit the skids, unfortunately, fallen off the wagon. And again, Dan Snyder is going to have to be the key person in this that actually monitors as to what his pattern is, as to how he's building the team based on the pattern he is. Now, you may deviate here and there because every organization is different and every need is different, but each person has built their own way of doing things that you can really follow their track record. And if they are dramatically swaying off the track record, that's when you have to then ask tough questions.
Yeah. I think Dan Snyder really wants to win. Unfortunately for Redskins fans, it's taken him 2 decades to figure out how to do that. I think he started out by playing fantasy football and thinking that if I sign Deion Sanders and Bruce Smith and as many big names as I can be like the Yankees and field a winner quickly. And then he went through coaches too quickly, North Turner, Marty Schottenheimer, Steve Spurrier. They made some poor decisions in coaches like Jim Zorn. And then in some cases he was damned by his past mistakes because he had a reputation of firing people. And so I think he held on to some others too long, like maybe Mike Shanahan, because he didn't want to pull the trigger too fast. So maybe this time he's gotten it right. It's only taken him 20 years to figure it out.
Well, sometimes, for example, take Jerry Jones, who has far more hands-on with Dallas. He resisted his own natural instinct to draft Johnny Manziel, and he drafted an offensive lineman last year out of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
They have completely transformed their team because he actually has matured as the general manager as well as being the owner.
That's our hope.
That has got to be the hope, and you need a quarterback too. You need a quarterback.
True.
Thank you, Roger. Top of the hour, and come back with more on the flip side of this. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio.